Hey everybody, it's Mo Lucy, and it's September 11th, 2015, and I just finished listening to Joe De Niro's post about 9/11, and I thought I would kind of talk about that as well, and, you know, give memory to those that we lost that day, unnecessarily. You know, there was no reason for the whole event, but I would just like to say that in 2001, I graduated high school. So this was 3 months after I graduated high school about. I had gotten married in July. So I was 18 years old, just got married. My husband, you know, had joined the Marine Corps a year prior to that. He joined in August 2000, so this was slightly over a year. And I was working, I was still living in Michigan at the time, and he was living in California. We were getting prepared to, you know, move in together, trying to get everything together and all that kind of stuff. And I was working at a grocery store. And I actually had that day off. And so I was laying in bed and I was sleeping because I was trying to sleep in. And, you know, I actually had the day off. So I had my radio on, though. And I could kind of, like, you know how when you're half asleep and you could kind of sense that something isn't, like, something sort of serious going on. I was listening to the Tom Joyner morning show, which is typically a real laid-back show. They normally laugh quite a bit, and, you know, it's just not very serious. So it sort of sounded like something serious was going on, but I was still sort of half asleep. And then my phone started ringing, and it was, like, persistent. And I was like, what is going on? It was my best friend. I'm like, what is going on? Something is serious. So I finally got up and answered the phone, and he's like, well, do you know what's going on? And I'm like, no, I don't. What do you mean? What is going on? And then that's kind of right where I realized, like, what was happening. And at that point, I don't think that I realized, like, the severity of it. But then I remember, like, thinking, oh, my God, you know, you know, just wanting to get a hold of my husband, and I couldn't get a hold of him. And obviously, you know, they were getting briefed on what was going on. And it was kind of just a crazy day. I remember my best friend, and he came and got me later on that day, and we went up and bought some newspapers, and I think he actually still has them, actually. And we were watching the news, and I went over to his grandparents' house, and his grandpa was trying to get me drunk. And it was like, here, have some beer, you know. I just remember it was just, I remember going to work the next day, and it was just like walking out to get carts and that, and it was weird. It was almost like this silence seemed like, you know, because at that point people were staying home, and they weren't getting out a lot. You know, the store was pretty dead. You walked outside, it was just, you just didn't hear anything. It was eerie in a lot of ways. And then I decided that day, actually, that I was going to move, because I was kind of, wasn't exactly sure when I was going to move to California, because I was like, well, you know, you want to be prepared, you want to have enough money and all that kind of stuff. And we decided that day that that I was going to move out there. And a lot of people were kind of telling me, no, you should stay, because if he gets deployed, then you're going to have to move back. And I was like, no, because, you know, if he does have to go, and, you know, God forbid something happens to him, I don't want to have missed this opportunity to spend time with him. You know, like, this is my window and I'm going to take it. And my family was kind of pissed at me, but at that point I didn't really care because I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm, you know, going to be with my husband. I don't care. So I, you know, put in my 2 weeks and I left on October 2nd of 2001 to move to California, and I flew there actually. And it was kind of interesting as well because there was nobody on the plane. People had entire rows to themselves. I was sitting with one other woman. She was from Escondido. But everybody else on the plane had the entire row to themselves. So the airports were just nobody in the airports. You know, people were afraid to fly. And, you know, I got out to California, and that was an interesting night, too, because this was, you know, October 2nd, so it was, everybody was sort of on defense, and so we got to the base that night, and I didn't have a military ID or dependent ID because I, you know, obviously just got there, and so, you know, they were suspicious of me, and anyway, so we got through the base, and there was this whole other section of the base that they have to go through, and we got to that checkpoint, and they had to search our car, and there was helicopters with lights shining down all over the base, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, what did I get into? This is crazy. You know, searching our car, asking for ID, you know, shoving flashlights at our face, and, you know, everything like that, and I guess what had happened is that night there was the resort close to the base, I guess, had set off some fireworks or something, and somebody had contacted the base or the police and stated that that they had heard bombs going off on base, and so they thought that the base was being attacked. So it was kind of an interesting turn of events there, and to kind of live through all that. And I don't know, it was interesting. And I guess it's just something that you don't forget, I guess. I mean, even though I'm not from New York, I did visit New York and when I got my dog, and, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, having respect. I actually have a friend who was one of the people who worked on the 9/11 tribute, and she made sure that it was accessible for people with disabilities, which I believe it is, you know, but she was dealing with that. So, I don't know. It's kind of like one of those days that you'll never forget. But I guess somewhat on a happier note, my nephew was actually born on Tuesday, September 11th of 2007. He was actually supposed to be born on the 10th, but his doctor stopped my sister's induction. And she got fired for doing so because you're not supposed to do that. So my sister was supposed to have her son on the 10th, but ended up having him on the 11th. So you know, it works. So anyways, I hope everybody's having a good day.